is our returning champion, Ed Miller, originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Ed play for a computer valued at $4,876. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $23,794 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of my show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. And we're delighted to welcome back our champion. This is Ed Miller. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jim.
You passed on a lovely travel trailer on our last show, but of course you told me there's a reason you had something to do with those at one time, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, I used to sell travel
trailers.
Yeah,
it was a nice prize, but something you've been around for a while. Well, they'll have better, bigger and better things as we go along if you continue to win and add money in your cash jackpot or your bank account. So maybe we'll find something you like along the way, all right?
Sure we will.
Good luck today. With that money in the bank, a win with you. You're a bit far away. You need another $125 and the win for the computer and the desk, which is the next thing up the line. But, of course, you keep accumulating that money. You have a chance to do what somebody did two shows ago, walked away with over $150,000 in cash and prizes. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there. I like that. Nice outfit. Very nice. Whom?
Great too.
Well, thank you. Whom did you bring us?
Our first contestant can dance up a storm from Los Angeles, California. Let's greet Rose Kimball.
Hello, Rose.
Our second contestant is one of 13 doctors in his family. I have this pain in my back. From Hacienda Heights, California, let's welcome Nick Stoltz.
Everybody does that, right?
I know.
See you later. Nick, do you get that, incidentally, every time you meet people as a doctor? Do they always have a pain or something, want free medical advice?
I have never met a person without a pain.
Well, Nick, I have no pain. How is that?
That's wonderful.
13 doctors in the family. Unusual.
Very unusual. I'm a gynecologist, and it's very nice.
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoy your work. Nice to have you here. He's sure thrilled about it. Rose, you can dance up a storm.
I'm a great ballroom dancer. I found it's great to go out with my friends. It's super exercise and a great way to meet people.
Well, that's nice. Nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20, and we'll start you off with this question. Name the movie boxer who won the heavyweight title from Apollo Creed. Rose?
Rocky.
Rocky. Rocky Balboa. You got it for $5 for the correct answer. Rose is very happy with herself. Rose, I think, is one of those players who sits home and says, if I can just answer one question. Right, Rose?
You got it, Jim.
Now you want to win. Okay. You're up to 25. Freshman or sophomore or junior? Well, what do you call someone who has the same name as his father? Nick.
Junior.
Junior, that's right. Yes, you wouldn't call him freshman or sophomore. $5 for Nick. He goes to 25. For Christmas 1984, who received a sheepdog puppy named Lucky? Well, see, it was my neighbor down the street. You wouldn't know. No, Ronald Reagan got that from Nancy. Ronald Reagan got a sheepdog puppy named Lucky. How quick they forget, unless you're cleaning the carpet. So no one try that. According to the old saying, you should never look a gift horse in Rose.
The mouth.
Except if it's a dog named Lucky. That's right. You got another five. Rose goes to 30. At what Pennsylvania site did George Washington spend the winter, Ed?
Valley Forge.
77 and 78, Valley Forge is right. The champion is heard from, and he goes to 25. It is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Rose, you've got the lead. Remember, too, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. You've got a $5 lead over the gentleman, Rose. The opportunity to buy this.
This outdoor grill. Enjoy the great charcoal flavor of barbecued foods with this versatile gas grill with a portable cart furnished by the Fireplace Shop. And we'll throw in $100 to buy your favorite steaks. This tasty gift is normally priced at $661, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Ah, yes. We remember those sounds now, Rose. First, you wanted to get a question right. I'm sure the next thing you thought was, now I want to win something. Now's your chance to win something. Now, Summer's already offered you the beautiful grill and cash, so I'm very simply going to say, buy it for $5. We have a three-way tie. $661 bargain for $5. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Rose, I thought you might want that. Back with this. What movie was set a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away? Nick?
Star Wars.
Star Wars it is. Nick ties Rose for the lead to 30. Yes. What do we call the highest court in the land? Ed.
Supreme Court.
Supreme Court is right, and we've got a three-way tie. Very nicely done with all three players. Name Scarlett O'Hara's beloved Rose?
Rhett Butler.
She lived on a plantation named Rhett Butler, huh? No, beloved Georgia plantation. That was Tara, of course. Quick buzzer cost you on that, and you lose five. Sorry about that. Down to 25. But you can make it up very quickly now. Money cards, cash, prizes, up on the Fame Game board as we look for the identity of famous fictional characters, plural, famous fictional characters. We are a group of characters who have appeared on many TV shows and movies. We were first conceived about 25 years ago. Rose?
The Muppets.
Yes, it is the Muppets with very little information. How did you get that so quickly?
Just luck of the Irish.
Very well, let's see if the luck of the Irish holds now as you pick a number up there on that board.
Let's go for a lucky 7.
And behind number 7, we have luggage, Skyway luggage. Practical, attractive luggage with wheels, rugged nylon outdoor twist fabric featuring new coffee brown, expandable capacity, furnished by Skyway luggage.
$580 worth of luggage, and now, Rose, you do have something. So you got that out of the way. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And it's so easy going to the commercial. We'll be right back. Don't go with it. Very close game with the gentlemen, Nick and Ed, both at 30. Rose trails by just the value of one question to 25. And we're back with this. What is the square root of 9? Nick?
3.
3 is right, beating everyone to the buzzer. Nick goes into the lead. Yes. According to rock star Prince, what color is the rain? Ed?
Purple.
Purple, yeah. Purple rain it is. Ed up to 35 as well. What product is made and sold by a vintner? Ed?
Wine.
Wine is right, and Ed goes into the lead, champion in the lead for the first time in a while. Who wrote the 1889 satire, A Connecticut Yankee? Nick?
Mark Twain.
In King Arthur's Court, you're right, Mark Twain it is. It came to you, Doctor. And up to 40 goes Nick. Instant bargain now, and gentlemen, we've got a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. Oh, look at this, gentlemen.
Nick or Ed, you can add a little color to your life with Sharp's 25-inch remote control color monitor with electronic tuning, channel flashback, and sleep timer, furnished by Sharp. This fabulous TV is normally priced at $1,000, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Just $10. Great television. Well, they're interested. Their hands are near the buzzers there, but I guess not for $10. Only one of you can have it. 9. 8. $6. Going once, going twice, going to lower the price to the value of one question. $5. Going. And we'll buy for 5. You draw that, Ed. Beautiful. Tail surprise goes with it. For the value of one question, you've got yourself a $1,000 television, and you've also got, thank you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, $700 in cash. Way to go, Ed. Hang on to that, fellas. Thank you. $1,700 bargain for $5. We knocked the $5 off your score. Nick's in the lead, but Ed made himself a pretty good deal. This bird is found in many varieties, including the screech, barn, and great horned.
Ed. Owl.
Owl is right. He got the $5 back. Just like that, and again, we've got a tie. Which of your organs is sometimes referred to as your gray matter? Ed?
Brain.
Your brain it is, and Ed goes into the lead, beating everyone at the buzzer. In what American city can you stroll down Bourbon Street? Nick?
New Orleans.
Yeah, the French Quarter, that's where you'd be. New Orleans it is. Nick back into the tie with Ed again, bouncing back and forth. In 1969, who married John Lennon? Nick?
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono it is, and Nick beats Ed this time and goes into the lead. Butterhead, bib, iceberg, Rose?
Lettuce.
Lettuce is exactly what it is, and Rose goes up to 30. Yeah. Speaking about foods, this is absolutely true. I read about a Chinese restaurant in New York. They mentioned that the item that was the least ordered on their menu, I can't imagine why, it said absolutely on the menu, giant shrimp with funny taste. I wouldn't order that either. We'll be right back. One of the nice things about Sale of the Century, not only are the players competing for the fabulous prizes back in our shopping area, but along the way, they can pick up some great things. Ed, our champion, has been with us. This is just his second day. He's already got a great set of golf clubs, that color television, and $1,700 in cash as well. So he's doing well. He's doing well in the game here, too. Ed's at 45. Nick in the lead, however, at 50. Rose not out of it at 30. Certainly not out of it with a $15 money card added up there on the board, players. Buzz in when you know this famous place. I am a North American city, one of the world's largest inland seaports. I lie on an island. Ed, taking a chance.
Quebec.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value, though. You stay at 45. For Nick and Rose, we'll clear the board and continue. I lie on an island, and I'm built around a mountain. This is a North American city. I was originally called Ville Marie, but in the early 1700s, Rose?
Montreal.
That's right, yes. In Quebec, the province is the city of Montreal. And we ask for the North American city, and Rose gets that pick of the board.
Oh. Jim, I will go for number five.
And behind number five, we have mystery money. You're picking it.
Well, Rose, we don't know what's there. You can pocket that mystery money, or you can pass on it. Pick again. $5, $10, and $15 money cards up there. You're trailing right now by $15. Do you want the money, or do you want to pick again?
I would like the mystery money, Jim.
Let's see what she's got. Did she make a good decision? She's going to take the money, and Rose gets herself $600 in cash. Well, you've got some luggage, you've got $600 in cash, so Rose is not doing too bad with her first day with us. Back with this. He said, we've nearly got a polo team following the birth of his second son, Harry. Name the princely Ed?
Charles.
That's right. Maybe he'll try for a football team. You're right, you got another five trying Nick. It is indeed Prince Charles. From a Greek word meaning forgetfulness, it's a condition characterized by total or temporary loss. Rose?
Amnesia.
Is that right? I forget. Yeah, that's right. Loss of memory. That's what it is. Amnesia. Rose goes to 35. All right. Name the singing superstar who was born on January 8th, 1935 in a shotgun shack in East Memphis, Tennessee. Ed.
Dolly Parton.
No. 1935. That was Elvis Presley. Presley was born in Tennessee. Yeah, brought up in Mississippi, but born in Tennessee. And the champion loses $5 with an instant bargain. Nick, that means you, all by yourself, have the lead. And you can buy this.
Nick, we have a golden opportunity for you. A Weiss metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by Weiss Electronics. And look what we've uncovered, these rare coins. Beautiful $10 gold pieces featuring a Liberty Head design, minted in 1881, furnished by the Superior Coin and Stamp Company. It's normally priced at $1,644. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
My, that is very nice. Now, first of all, first we got to revive, doctor, we need to revive the prospector. He has a very serious pain. Now, it's $1,644. You can have a lot of fun with that metal detector. And I know in your work you could use the relaxation. That would be a lot of fun. In addition, the gold coins to go with it. $1,644 for 15. But, Nick, your lead is only $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to cost you. You're going to be trailing. But you would be trailing by $1. If I sold you the $1,644 with the gold coins and the metal detector for $6. Going once, going twice, going to buy. Enjoy that, enjoy the gold. You're sensational. Gee, this is the kind you eat too. That's certain. Oh, you got real good ones coming, Nick. We'll be right back. What a nice group we've got here in the studio. We thank you very much. And this is one of those evenings that you like because thus far everyone has picked something up, either cash or prizes or a combination, and we are back to business now with Ed in the lead by $1 at 45, Nick at 44, Rose at 35. $10 separate all three players. What occupation was practiced by Jesus Christ's earthly father, Ed?
The carpenter.
Joseph was a carpenter indeed, and Ed goes up to the $50 mark. Yes. As its name implies, this African nation was founded by free slaves from America. Nick?
Angola.
No. We first settled at Monrovia, the capital, Liberia. Liberty, Liberia. And Nick takes a backward step, losing five, down to 39. According to the classic film, in what North African city would you find Rick's Cafe? Nick?
Casablanca.
Rick's Cafe Americano. Oh, yes, Casablanca it is. Nick gets it five back very quickly. Talking about money, big $25 money card added up there on the board as we look for the identity of a famous person. That could be the difference in the game. Famous person. I was born in Paris in 1840 and didn't win public recognition until about 1880. I admired Michelangelo, and like him, I dealt almost entirely with the human figure. Rose, take it a chance.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. Don't say anything. You stay at 35. We will clear the board and continue for Nick and Ed. I dealt almost entirely with a human figure. I worked primarily in clay and wax and left some of my works incomplete. Notable among these was my large sculptural door, the Inferno, from Dante's. Ed?
No.
Oh, big break for Nick. Now, please don't say anything in the audience because Nick gets the rest of the question all to himself. From Dante's Divine Comedy. Two of the sculptures developed from that door are the Thinker and the Kiss. I am August. Rodin. No one gets a pick of that board. I know a lot of our friends at home play along, so Summer, where were those money cards?
Behind the number four, the number three, and the number six.
Number six had the big $25 money card. Well, interesting, no one could take advantage of it in a close game. So we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. All three players back in. It is Ed in the lead at $50. Nick in second place at 44. Rose at 35. Anyone can win as we start the speed round. Now, name the capital city of Egypt. Nick.
Alexandra.
Wrong. In the hit 1984 film, what was Bill Murray busting? Nick.
Ghost.
Ghost is right. Name the dome-shaped dwelling built of snow blocks by Rose.
Igloo.
Right. In the roaring 20s, what would you be carrying if you were packing a rod? Nick.
A machine gun.
Right. Name the Youth Organization of America whose motto is Be Prepared. Ed.
Boy Scouts.
Right. What Hollywood sex symbol said, come up and see me sometime? Ed. Time. Name the large seabird often used to describe a large burden. Ed.
Pelican.
Wrong. In Greek mythology, what young man fell in love with his own reflection? Ed.
Narcissus.
Right. Name the street in New York City known as the Great White Way. Rose.
Broadway.
Right. In 1770, in what city was our country's most famous tea party held? Nick.
Boston.
Right. What island nation has its capital in Wellington?
Ed. Wales.
Wrong. The Ganges is the sacred river of what country? Rose.
India.
Right. Time is up. Nick, you are the new champion on Sound of the Century. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. Boy, was that close. 54 to 50 to 45. Quickly to ramp up, the island nation with the capital at Wellington is New Zealand, and a large seabird often used to describe a large bird, and they always refer to the albatross. Come up and see me sometime. That was Mae West who said that. Oh, I'm sure you knew that one. And the capital city of Egypt is not Alexandria, it is Cairo. And on another one, incidentally, in the roaring 20s, packing a rod. Normally, you would think of it being a revolver or a gun, but our judge had previously said that anything in the weaponry department would be acceptable, and that's why we accepted the machine gun. So we've got to say, first of all, goodbye to our champion. And as I said, he didn't win, but he has certainly along the way done very, very well. Golf clubs, color television, $1,745. And so a total, two-day total of $3,766. Ed, congratulations. Very nicely done. And Rose did very well with a one-day total. Rose, you've got that beautiful luggage, $650 in cash, and you are over $1,200 for one day. Congratulations to you. But it is our new champion, Nick Spiritos, who's going back here with me. Come on, Nick. Let's go shopping. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
And now that I've got you alone, I have this small pain in the back.
No.
Forget about the price. You are entitled to the first level prize with your $54. If you say yes, you can buy this.
Enjoy this home away from home. This exciting pop-up travel trailer. Rugged construction and spacious interior. Includes kitchen, dinette, and sleeping space for five. Furnished by Valley Trailer Center. This luxurious trailer, normally priced at $3,695, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Now, as I said, Nick, forget about the price. Normally it would be $85. You won with $54, but you are entitled to that first prize. You could take it for $54. Or you could put your money in the bank and decide to play on. We change our sales merchandise every five shows. Everything is going to change. Should you decide to play on, the next thing up the line is going to be a wonderful trip to England. There will be some other beautiful, beautiful prizes. The car changes. It's going to become this beautiful, luxurious car. And, of course, there's always this.
But
cash jackpot of $51,000.
And that continues to grow, that cash jackpot. In total, we will have cash and prizes well over $100,000 that you could win. But your decision right now will be to take that trailer and leave us or put the money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue to win with bigger and better things up the line. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision in that moment. All right, Nick, it is decision time now. You can take your $54, buy that lovely travel trailer which you and your wife might enjoy. I know you're both getting started in practice, or put your money in the bank and try for bigger and better things. What's it going to be?
Well, Jim, I think I'm going to take my father's advice and put my money in the bank.
All right, so he's going to come back. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. And three new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Have a nice evening. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.